We are back with head coach Joël Bouchard. As a reminder, please raise your hand virtually to ask a question to Joël. Un rappel pour les membres des médias, veuillez s'il vous plaît lever la main de façon virtuelle pour poser une question à Joël. La première question, first question, will go to Herb Zurkowski, Montreal Gazette. Herb, you're up.
Joël Teasdale was available today. Of course, he's coming off the bad knee injury. You obviously know him well. It's his rookie pro season. Just talk about him and please, what you expect. And...
Well, it's a hell of a situation. Joël raised the Memorial Cup and won the MVP, but that was almost 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he got hurt in the summer, missed the full season, and then the pandemic pushing back again. But he used his time in the fall to really push. We were at the chance to go on the ice with him and, you know, following the rule and in the fall. And he really pushed hard. I thought his camp was at the beginning a bit of evaluating and feeling it out. He hasn't played in a long time. But I'm very happy in the last week how he picked it up. He really stepped it up. His pace is better. His conditioning, his adjustment, his awareness. He's strong on the puck. So, I mean, he's not out of wood, meaning that he's 100% back where he was. But he's taking really, really, really good stride. And I thought he had some really good moment in the game last game for a young guy. And again, this is a guy that has won, that's played a lot of playoff hockey that a coach can rely on. But that being said, I'm going to keep pushing him.
Mm-hmm.
So he still is that player. But we got to be patient too and give him the workload and kind of understand that he needs to play this year.
What do you think, quickly, what do you think the biggest obstacle will be for him having not played a game in a year or 2 years?
I think the workload, meaning those back-to-back and those back-to-back day off in another game, 3 and 4, and the wear and tear of those games sometimes. But obviously, we'll take our time. We see how he adjusts. He still have, you know, this year and next year, and he's a young guy. I mean, you got to think about it. He missed a lot of hockey, but there's a lot of hockey ahead for him. So we'll have a plan like we do with everybody else, see how he reacts, and put him in a winning position and winning environment. And he knows that. I know since he's 16 years old, I'm going to push him. I'm going to be hard on him. He's got no slack, that guy. And he knows that's the way he has to play. And that's the way I'm going to push him to make sure he succeeds.
Finally, if I may, do you think he can still score at this level like he did in junior?
Well, you know what? It's fun. His offense in junior came from realistic hockey. So you have two kind of guys in junior. You have guys that score 30 goals and it's great, but they're not 30 goals in the pro. They're up in the clear, they're junior goal. Teasdale, I don't think should be an offensive guy in the pro, but he scored, I think, 40 some goals and he scored, I think, 60 goal with the playoff. I don't think he's going to be a pure offensive in the pro. But he sure can bring offense because he's at the net. He's around the net. He's got those quick hands. He's got to be in the dirty area to score those goals. And that's going to be his way to play, which is more a realistic offense for the pro hockey. Unless you're an over-skill guy with tons of talent and kind of a catalyst where you're talking about the Matthews, the Marner, the McDavid, the Drysdale. And even if you look at everybody that are the leading board scoring in the NHL, they have a capability of bringing offense all different way, beating guy up. And there's other guys that just do it the right way, meaning being at the net. And we have a great example in Gallagher. I mean, yeah. Gallagher scores goal the right way. And that's why he's like a clock because he's there all the time. He's in front of the net all the time. He's fighting for his space. He's ready to shoot the puck. He wants to. So those are the kind of offense that you will have. If a guy does that in junior, then he might have a chance in the pro to bring some offense.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Amy Johnson, AHL Report. Amy, you're up.
Thanks, Charles. Hi, Joël.
Hi.
Two quick questions for you. One, just to follow up on Teasdale's availability earlier today. One of the things that he mentioned in his rehabilitation is he feels that his speed is not only back to where it used to be, but he feels it's even a little bit better. What's your assessment from a coaching standpoint of his assessment of himself?
I think his pace is better. I agree. I think his pace is better. He's jumping more. And this is the one thing I'm happy that when I first saw him the first few days, obviously, to be honest, I've let him go, meaning that I had to let him play like I let everybody play. And we had a bit of a talk, and we've used the data that we can, and we're very lucky to have it. And my high ball to see him, and I look him in the corner of my eye, and he took that very seriously. And I have to say, since then, you're right, he's kind of up his speed in the play. Even today, again, I saw a goal he scored, and that pace you're talking about and that speed of play was because he was able to be in the play. It's definitely always going to be a challenge for him. Like, there's always challenge for every player. But I agree that I don't see that as of today. Like, the injury really pushed him back, you know, that I say, whoa, other dimension right now. Like, I would agree, and I'll push him to make sure that keep going.
And just one more question for you on another player assessment. What can you tell me of what you've thought so far with Cam Hillis's performance in camp?
Well, it's been only a few days, but you know what? The good thing I like about Cam is he's passionate. He wants to be a hockey player, which is the number one skill. Obviously, like everybody else, he's played junior hockey, so it's his first step into the pro. He's looked like he's coming in shape, and this is their thing. Like, we don't know, as much as we give them plan, we talked to them, we were not with them every day during, you know, the pandemic, and to see what they did. But didn't look like he wasted time. He's been good. He's got some speed to his game and skills, and it was the first day with really collective play. And I thought, like, all the young guys did really good today. We were actually impressed. We got into the office and we said, you know what? We're glad we took those 4 days with them, because that got them to get the rust off and not affect them as much. So they were better today, I think. If we would have put them in the first practice like this, that would have been probably a catastrophe, because they would have boxed the puck a lot like they did the first few days. I felt they were tight today. They were slick. So Cam was looking good with the puck, and he's obviously a guy with puck position. And now the adjustment of the pro game and the tight area, it's going to become more of a reality for him. So we're going to wait and see how he adjusts to that.
Excellent. Thanks, Joel.